You're listening to Weekends Around the Northwest with Wendy Meister.
Time to talk about travel. Of course, we're always talking about travel, but usually Northwest travel. And now we've got Sharon Emerson joining us, our travel expert with Cruise and Tour Planners. And Sharon, we've been doing kind of a two-part, now we're in our three-part to do with, first we talked about transportation and destinations, and now we're talking the final phase, accommodations, and how that all works, right?
Right.
Now let's talk about the kinds of accommodations. Why don't we start with that?
Okay, well, let's start at the bottom. I always like to end on a high note, so let's start at the bottom. The bottom of the quality and type. You know, years ago it was motels. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you did any road trips, you stayed in a motel.
Yeah.
Well, now there are a few, but not so many. So you can do a hammock in a hut, you know, if you go out on adventure travel and you just want to throw your bag on the ground or primitive places. But you still have a few motels, and they are mostly private owned. There's still Motel 6s around. But they've had to beef up their properties now and add a few bells and whistles that people are starting to demand. So those are the basic room with a bathroom and maybe a swimming pool, but that's about all. Not much frills.
Mm-hmm.
So then we'll go to the 3- and 4-star properties. These might be off the beaten path. They might be a mountain lodge or something down by the sea or on a river. They'll have a restaurant and perhaps a pool, but they might not be close to public transportation. They might be in a city, but they're usually just a basic, nice, comfortable place for a night, but not usually something where you'll stay for very long. Then in this section, we'll stick in the hotel chains. There are a lot of chain properties like Intercontinental and Marriott. They now have bought Starwood, so they're the biggest chain in the world. And Hyatt, Intercontinental, some of those, and they have different levels. So they'll have a budget property group, and then they'll go all the way up to their luxury or 5-star properties. So that's how you determine what your level is, where you want to stay. They have a company that gives them stars. And more stars the property has, the higher the dollar sign.
Mm-hmm. I've got a question for that, because in the years that I've been doing this, it seems like, and of course I deal with a lot of mountain lodges and a lot of places by the seashore and, you know, a little remote sort of getaways. And, you know, getting the stars has kind of changed, it seems like, through the years, because I remember a wonderful place that kind of the joke was Dick Clark would go there and stay with Dick Clark Productions or right smack dab on the water. And they didn't get as many stars because they had a little bit of carpeting in the bathroom, I know, in one of the situations. So they're real picky about those stars.
They are very. I don't know who it is that awards the stars,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of people put a lot of stock in the stars.
Oh, they do.
And I know for a fact that they are determined by the soap and the lotion,
mm-hmm.
The refrigerator and what's in it, how many pools they have, do they have a spa, do they have a fitness center, how many bars they have, and even the kind of china that they use in the restaurant. So the stars, the 5-star, 6-star properties, I mean, they're just exquisite.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't mean that the lower stars are bad.
Yeah, you got to just be selective.
Yeah, they just don't have all the bells and whistles.
Mm-hmm.
But the older I get, the higher the stars I like.
Yeah, you want that luxury.
Yeah, I kind of like that comfort level, you know, the nicer bedding sort of thing, yeah. Then there's a lot of companies, and you may not have ever heard of them, but it's like the leading hotels of the world or the small leading hotels of the world. They're groups. They don't own properties, but they list them. They don't even manage them, but they just have them in a directory.
Mm-hmm.
And those are very important to people. They want to stay in leading hotels of the world. These are very unique properties with really special, like the breakfast will be really elegant, or they'll have a bottle of wine in the room and do a lot of
A lot of the boutique, the boutique sort of resorts and hotels, they love to be part of that unit. We'll just call it, in fact, I know that there's one with unique in the name, but they do want to be part of that prestigious group.
Yeah, yeah, and of course the dollars come with that. They charge, you know, $500, $600, $700 a night or more. So that's another grouping, and it's hard for the average person to know, you know, is that hotel part of this? If that's important to you, if that's important to people, then they need to talk to someone who can help them find those properties. I have a whole book of them, so I know where they are all over the world.
Yeah, what about properties with condominiums? Where does that fall in the chain?
Well, that's kind of unique by itself, because those condos, they can be luxury, and they can be basic. It depends on where you are. In Hawaii, boy, that's huge for condos.
Yeah, it is.
The Caribbean has some, not as many. Mexico has some.
And then some condominiums have a lot of amenities and some don't have any.
Uh-huh. And the thing you have to be careful of, though, here's the kicker with condos. They're in a building or in buildings, many buildings. And if the owner wants to put them in a rental pool and get some income from them, they have to maintain them at a certain level. The bedding has to be redone every so often. They need new refrigerators. They need new dishes. They have to change the carpet out or put in new flooring. I mean, they have to spend a lot of money and maintain those, or they won't be in this rental pool. Now, as a travel agent, we pull from those rental pools, but they're properties that are inspected, and that's the big key word.
Oh, yeah.
There's a company called Vacation Rentals by Owner. Now, they may have the same, some in the buildings that my companies have, but they're not inspected. So the prices are a whole bunch lower, and I run into this all the time. People will say, well, I can stay at Sugar Beach for a lot less than what you're quoting me. Yeah, but that one is not inspected. The medicine cabinet may be falling off the wall. The carpet's probably dirty. I mean, it's lots of stuff. So do you want to spend a little more and have a property that gets inspected, or do you want to take your chance?
Yeah, good point. Now, what about, like, villas and that sort of thing in some of these other countries?
Oh, those are awesome. You kind of can use them like a hub-and-spoke thing. Like, you can go and stay in a villa, take your family, take a group of friends. They may have several bedrooms and bathrooms. They probably have a chef, and maybe they have a sous chef. I've been in some that had both. They may have a car that you can use. They may pick you up at the airport. So you stay in this property, probably might be in a vineyard, might be by the water, might be in the mountains, might be in a beautiful scenery in France or in Italy or someplace like that. And then you just go out, see the countryside, and come back there at night. So they're great.
Oh, yeah. And then when you talk about that, like the remote and you know, the ski destinations and that, you know, there's so many remote places in the world that didn't, you know, they didn't have any place to stay before. But it seems like now you can pretty much find anything. Isn't that right?
Just about anything. Depending on the country that you go to, some of them are called paradores. Some of them are ski resorts, like in Switzerland, or beach resorts. There's even houses that you can rent, like in the Caribbean, and they'll have a whole house with a bunch of bedrooms, and they'll have a chef, and just take the family and spend the holiday down there.
Yeah, you got to do your research, or definitely have someone like you that can kind of lead us in the right directions, because there's a lot of precautions, things that we got to take into account here, because there's all kinds of groups that are booking for you now these days.
Right. There's a big one that I know about is Airbnbs and beds online.
Yeah.
And you take your chances. These are not inspected. They're in somebody's home. What if you're allergic to cigarettes and it's a smoking family? Or what if you want to be by public transportation, you don't want a rental car, it's in the middle of a big city, and you don't want to try and drive? Are you close to the bus? Are you close to a train station? How about languages? Do they speak English? Where's the restaurants? mm-hmm. what comes with this property.
Yeah, is there parking? And
yeah. I have a friend that has one up here not far from me, and she has a three-floor condo, and she rents out the top floor. It looks fine, but you have to climb stairs. Well, do you know that?
Yeah, right.
Dragging your bags up mm-hmm. the stairs. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're 70 years old and you can't climb stairs.
Yeah. And then also the stars are different in, say, Europe as they are in the U.S.
Oh, totally, totally different. Based on location, most of the time. I stayed in a five-star hotel in Belgium, and it was the dinkiest thing. It had a one-person elevator. You couldn't even get your suitcase in. And the bedroom was really tiny. But it was a block to the train station.
Mm-hmm.
A five-star.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
But you roll with it, you know, mm-hmm. or talk to somebody that knows what's going on.
Like you. So we've got to call Sharon Emerson for this. Well, thank you so much, Sharon. Of course, some great ideas and tips today. You can reach her at 206-367-7657. At cruiseandtourplanners.com. Thanks again, Sharon. Stick around. We've got more coming up. We've got Mike Coverdale. We're here in Westport. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chef Ron with Bennett's Restaurant, located in Grayland, Washington. We're really excited to be part of Weekends Around the Northwest, and the audience that's listening, this is a really romantic, underdeveloped part of the Northwest Washington coast. When you get out here, this is going to be a fabulous dining experience for you. We don't mess around. We do food the old school way. We make our own sauces and soups and gravies, right down to our tartar sauce and cocktail. We have a lot of fun with fresh seafood, halibut, fish and chips, prime rib, awesome steaks, great seafood pastas, our seafood fettuccine. I mean, when you come to Bennett's, we don't mess around. You're going to receive some of the best customer service that's ever touched you, and we look forward to seeing you and feeding you. Make sure you stop by and visit us. We really look forward to seeing you. Or visit us at bennettscoastalrestaurants.com. Our local phone number is 360-267-2350.
On your next getaway, discover a relaxing waterfront retreat where you can truly unwind. Panoramic ocean or lakefront views within spectacular Northwest settings. Where? Hallmark Inns and Resorts in Oregon and Washington. You'll find all the comforts of home and then some. Cozy fireplaces, in-room spas, and fresh Northwest cuisine. With two Hallmark locations on the Oregon coast, Cannon Beach and Newport, the opportunities for sightseeing, beachcombing, and exploring are endless. You'll also find interesting galleries and marine exhibits close by. In Washington, the best Western Hallmark Inn and Conference Center in Moses Lake is your hub for unique outdoor adventures, including hunting, fishing, hiking, and more. Whichever Hallmark you choose, you'll find a family atmosphere close to all the action and attractions. For more information and to make reservations at Hallmark Inns and Resorts, call 1-888-448-4449 or visit us on the web at hallmarkinns.com.
Looking for a cool getaway? Then visit Westport Winery and Vineyards by the Sea, and you'll know why they were voted Best Northwest Destination Winery in 2010. The Coastal Winery boasts 32 award-winning wines available for tasting daily, along with Northwest cheeses, chocolates, and more. Make a day trip to the winery or stay the weekend to climb the lighthouse, walk the beach, and discover the docks. Westport Winery, including their tasting room filled with gourmet foods and wine-related gifts, is open daily from 11 to 6. The winery's incredible restaurant offers lunch and dinner service Thursday through Sunday. Westport Winery is also known as the best little bookstore on the beach, so whether you're looking for food, fun, or fine dining, visit Westport Winery to discover why they were voted the best destination winery in the Northwest. This family-owned farm is located halfway between Aberdeen and Westport, with guided tours of the grounds and sculpture garden available on request. For more information about Westport Winery, visit westportwines.com.